Okay, I'm sure this has been done before, but now it's me in my own inevitable style, looking at the Barclays stand with...
Moses.
Moses. So with Moses, and this is... well, it's, I was going to say it's a special ATM, but it's not, actually, is it? It's a standard ATM, one of your own standard cash machines, yeah?
It is, isn't it? We call them talking ATMs.
But is it... It's not... Is, yeah, but all your ATMs will be talking, won't they? So
yep.
So it's definitely. So up until, as far as I know, as a blind person at the moment, a standard ATM up until this point has been one that I can't see the screen on. I can't get any information out of. I just have to guess where my buttons are to draw my money out. All that's changed now, hasn't it? With the with the software that presumably you've activated on. You're talking ATMs.
Absolutely.
So tell me about that, yeah.
It has indeed. Basically, what we've done is we've introduced the OD option to our ATMs.
Yeah.
And what that will do is read out every single option that you would have on an ATM as a fully sighted individual.
Yes.
So it gives you back that opportunity back to independence. You can do what you would as a fully sighted person without having to either try and find your way around a different design of ATMs or even ask strangers on the street to get money out for you.
So how have you become that? I mean, that is a factor, you know, and it's one that seems to be missed with most banks. I mean, I've been told by my bank, and I will name and shame them, First Direct have said, we can't do anything because... we're part of HSBC. We asked HSBC, and HSBC say that you can use one of their ATMs as a blind person and make your transaction and get your money out safely. I'm saying no. So, because you can't tell your balance. So if you've only got £10 in, you draw out 20, then you're overdrawn. You could draw out more money than you meant to because you've pressed the wrong button. It's just a nightmare. It's a minefield. So obviously you've become aware of the fact that, you become aware of the fact that we have issues and that we have had to ask people in the street to help us draw our money out. Is that through campaigning and stuff that Barclays have become part of?
I think Barclays, this is as a response from Barclays to the Make Money Talk campaign from the RNIB.
Yes, yes.
So we listened and we identified that apart from our own customers, there's a large number of people out there like yourself that are face to face with this sort of difficulty on their day-to-day lives.
Yeah.
And we thought that there is something we can do, and we've taken the initiative to actually do that.
Yeah.
We committed that 70% of our estate by the end of the year would actually have the audio enabled on the ATMs.
Yeah.
We are now going to have more than about 75% of the estate activated.
Yeah.
So that gives everybody roughly 3,500 ATMs out there, Barclays ATMs, in the branch network, either inside the branch or outside.
Yeah.
If it has an audio jack, it will have audio enabled on it.
Okay. So is there a list of them that we could, so I could say, like, go to this website and you'd find the list of talking ATMs, or is it so new that that's still been updated, or?
Absolutely, no, it's already online. If you go to the barclays.co.uk site, you can actually search on there for audio-enabled ATMs, and it will tell you exactly where they are, and you can go use them.
Okay, so let's play then.
Let's play.
Let's
actually
play. So thank you.
I've got a headset here for you. It's just a standard headset that you can use with a 3.5mm jack.
Yeah.
So
You
just need to plug in the audio jack, which is on the right hand side of the ATM on the outer wall.
Okay.
So if you go a bit further up now where you are, that's
prominent.
The audio jack is underneath because we obviously don't want to get any water in it when it rains in our lovely country.
So that's worth noting. So you go along the top edge of the ATM, and then the as Moses said, you go under, so the water's already dripping off and not getting stuff in the electronics of the machine. So I've plugged in the jack.
So if you put that in your ear,
yep,
I will give you this dummy card.
Okay.
And you can put any pin code you like. And after that, I'm not going to tell you anything because you won't be able to listen to both me and the ATM.
Yep.
So the ATM slot, the card slot, sorry, is on your right-hand side.
Okay.
So you just need to put your card in the usual way with a chip at the front.
Yes, I've got that. So it's giving me, I'm just saying, it's giving me information at the moment about how to use a machine. It's told me where the cash card slot is, so I'm going to put that in. Now it stopped talking, and it's to continue in English, press 1, Welsh 2, and it's saying it in Welsh as well, so I'm going to press 1 as in the number 1.
Yes.
Yep, so I've done that. Cheers. Yep. So it's still giving me help of... Oh. So I'm getting options. Cash, mobile phone, mini statements, other services. Finish your transaction and return your card. Press cancel. What if I wanted to hear that again?
I think if you don't take any action...
Oh, yes. Okay, we're going to leave that then and see what it does. So I've not done anything. So the card's still in there. I'm just interested as to... Yeah. Oh, yep. Would you like to hear more options again? If yes, press 1. Or to finish your transaction. So I'll press... Okay, for cash, press 1. And again, you can do all this on the keypad, even though you've got the usual array of buttons on either side of the screen. So I'm pressing 1 for cash. To withdraw £20, press 1. 50 hold, press 3. 100, so I'll say 2. Would you like an advice slip with your cash? If yes, press 1. If no, press 2. So I'll say yes. We're journeying with your request. Please remove your card and your cash will follow shortly. Please take your
cash slot is a bit further down.
Oh, okay.
At the front.
Oh, there it is. And I have some little pretend monies. Thank you for using Barclays. Please wait for your advice slip, which is here. And now it's saying it all over again. So if I give you those... Oh, that's your card as well.
That's indeed my card.
Let's see if I can just give you some idea of this speech. It's quite hard to sort of do. I don't think that's going to quite work.
Be very quiet.
Yeah. Okay, we won't worry about that too much. But it's worked. So for the first time in my life, I've actually been able to draw out my own money. I could have, as I said, checked my mobile topped up my card. I could have... And really, you know, I think that's why I'm dwelling on what was involved to actually enable you to do this, because it's the simplest of things. It's a simple thing that now we have access to our services from a cash machine. It's in terms of that as a concept, it's simple, it's obvious, it should have been the case, but can you actually say, without going into too many sort of secret recipes, like what would have been involved to actually enable all these machines?
Yeah,
it
absolutely.
It must have been quite a project.
It was indeed quite a project that a colleague of mine run, and it requires quite a lot of sort of development work in terms of the coding and the software.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of time in sort of money and investment to get this out. We obviously chose a voice which is exactly the same as the one we use on our phone banking.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes it familiar to everybody that's used it.
Yes, yeah.
It's a real human voice rather than computer or anything like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's taken, you know, quite a lot of work in the background, but as you say, you know, a seamless function idea, which, you know, bears the question: why wasn't it done previously?
Yeah.
I guess I don't have the answer to that, but what I can certainly tell you is that we now have it out there, and you know, it's it's out there to make people's life easier.
Well, to me, I mean, obviously, for me, if you're familiar with things like it, to me, it's the equivalent of the Barclays, bringing out talking ATMs is the equivalent of the iPhone having all in one accessibility straight out of the box. You know, I think it is a game changer, and I don't know how much or whether you guys realise that, but I mean, it is what you've actually done. I think is, as I said, it is a game changer, because people will either have to follow suit, or you probably, hopefully, because I think you deserve it, people will come to you and do their banking, because it is an obvious next step for someone like me to make. So, and I know that isn't necessarily what you're saying. It's just you're doing. I think it really is an example of the right thing for the right reason, isn't it, really?
Yes.
And I think you guys can be proud of that. And I don't make any bones about saying it. I think that often, you know, you could have just left things going on, but you've obviously listened to customer feedback. And I think also in the development you must have done, because this works really well.
Indeed. I mean, the whole idea is not to, make people move to Barclays. You can obviously use these ATMs
wherever,
if you're a Barclays customer or not. Yes,
I think
indeed,
that's on track.
We listen to feedback, and as we do, we reacted to that feedback fairly promptly, considering the size of the size of the project.
Yes.
And you know, the whole idea was to try and make it as seamless and easy to use for everybody.
Yes. Yeah.
And you know, from the feedback that we've had throughout these 2 days here in the QAC event, has been very successful.
Brilliant.
And it's been quite positive that to hear firsthand from the people that we are trying to help that it has made such a positive difference.
Well, yes, exactly. Well, thank you. And I think in summary, it does. It really is an example of a corporate doing the right thing, and that's really all you can say. So with that, thank you very much for talking to me, Moses, and showing me the machine. And I pretty much showed myself, I think, in the end. But it was so obvious. That's the point. You were able to just watch me and give me minimal guidance, which is more the physical layout of the machine. So
exactly, and that's the whole idea. You know, the less talking I have to do, it means that the greater success the project has had in terms of, you know, how applicable this is to our day-to-day lives.
Quite so. Thank you very, very much. Appreciate that.
No problem, you're welcome.
Okay, let me...